Hi, Sasha.
Hi, Alana.
Welcome back to Free Period. Another week of talking about embarrassing things. Today might be the most special episode of Free Period, at least for me.
Oh, no, for me too.
This person that we're about to bring on was actually with me at Milliken Middle School when I was in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And he was my biffle before you, Sasha.
Oh my God, the competition.
He's the most amazing, not only is he an incredible person, but he's an insane actor, has always been that way, has made me laugh since I was 11 years old. We have Mr. Sam Lerner on the podcast today. Oh my God, Sam!
Oh my God.
Sam, I'm freaking out. I can't believe that you wanted to be on this podcast so we can embarrass each other.
Oh my God, I'm already afraid of like, yeah, I was thinking of how I was in middle school and I was like, this is just going to be bad for me.
Oh, no, it's not. You were the best in middle school. What are you talking about? We wouldn't have been friends if you weren't the best.
Right. Thank you for saying that. I think I was like, I was really nice in sixth grade, and I think by eighth grade, my insecurities got the best of me, and then I became like sort of like wanting to be really cool, and it made me sort of an asshole.
Oh no, I don't remember it that way. And we were talking before we started recording. Sam was commenting on my beautiful memory. I have insane memory.
You remember everything.
I remember
even
everything.
Yesterday, you were like, "What if Sam comes on the podcast and he's like, you had it all wrong?"
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Honestly, what I'm worried. But I feel like we've talked about seventh grade so much in our friendship, and I feel like you remember it the same way that I do. Other than the fact that I was in love with you, and you don't remember that I was in love with you.
I guess I just had no idea, like. I don't think I understood that at all. I don't think I understood girls liking me at all because I was just like a weird little like chubby kid who was just like in musical theater and that's all
I was going to say, were you a theater kid?
I was.
Well, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
And I will start off my memory with this story. Sam, in sixth grade, so at Milliken, there was the musical theater program, but you usually started in seventh grade. Like seventh grade was like where you audition and you do it for seventh and eighth grade. Sam over here got inducted into the musical theater program in sixth grade.
No.
Because he was that good. It was a huge deal.
I don't think it was because I was good. I think it was because I was working. I started acting when I was 9.
Yes.
People,
so I didn't know this.
I'm a veteran. Yeah. My first job was I played Ben Stiller's son in this really horrible movie called Envy when I was 9 years old.
I'm obsessed with Envy.
Wait, hold on. The quote, wait. Jack Black? With Jack Black?
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. Also, Vaporize. You guys, Vaporize. Are you kidding me? Come on, Sam. Think we don't know Envy?
Look, I have chills.
It's
a little cold in here.
Both of your memories are insane for even remembering. Yeah, that was Christopher Walken said that line. Good for you. Good for you. The cast was insane. It was Ben Stiller, Jack Black, Amy Poehler, Rachel Weisz, Christopher Walken, like directed by Barry Levinson. Like just this all star cast, 7% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No.
Seven? Yeah.
That's horrible. Crazy.
Like terrible reviews. Like everyone was like, why would they make this movie? I'm 9. I'm just like, this is cool. Like
the premiere.
I had the best time doing it. But yeah, I was 9. So basically that's why they let me into musical theater when I was 11 at middle school, because they were like, oh, this guy, he works professionally.
That it was just because you were good.
No, and I have to say, in my high school, there was this girl, Lily, who was a professional actor, and it was unheard of that a seventh grader would get the lead in an all-school musical, and she got the lead as a seventh grader going up against seniors, and she was a professional actor. Actor.
It's a big deal. Yeah, I remember being like feeling really like nervous about it though, being like, oh my God, like I don't belong here. But
it was you and Willie.
Yeah, Willie.
It was you and Willie.
Wait, Willie
Saint
Marie.
Willie also get it.
We should have a drink. We should have a drinking game.
I talk about Willie all the time.
I
also love Willie's name, Willie Marie.
Saint Marie.
Saint Marie is like such a
destined for stardom.
I know. Willie Saint Marie. Yeah. We're gonna have to bleep his name out.
We never have.
But we never have.
Willie just listens to all the episodes. He's like, why do you guys talk about me so much?
Why are you so obsessed with me? So I remember the greatest performance of musical theater that you had, I think, in my opinion, was you were the dentist
in Little Shop.
In Little Shop of Horrors, and I was a doo-wop girl.
Yes.
And Sam was incredible. Like,
that's
it was
so nice.
Amazing. We were in Burl Hall. Remember Burl Hall?
Burl Hall.
Burl Hall at Millikan Middle School.
Dude, your memory. I bet you remember all the teachers' names too. Like, I remember Miss Lappin.
Yeah, Miss Lappin, which then turned into Miss Love, I think. And then Miss
Nevue.
Miss Nevue.
Oh my God. Do you know what? I think I've told you this, what Miss Nevue said to me in eighth grade. Miss Nevue was the dance teacher who famously was in The Wiz.
She was in The Wiz.
She told everyone every time that you come to her class, she's like, I'm Miss Nevue. I was in The Wiz.
Yes.
Like, that was her opening line.
Yes.
That, on Broadway. She was
on
like,
Broadway.
She was
like
in The Wiz
traveling,
on Broadway.
Person in The Wiz. Yes.
Traveling Wiz.
Yeah. A traveling Wiz person. But in eighth grade, I'll never forget. She looked, I like wasn't doing the choreography right in class. And she said, you have learned nothing in 3 years in my class. That's what she said to me.
What?
And I remember being like so heartbroken and like, I'm sorry, I can't dance, Miss Nevue. Like, I'm an actor. But no.
Actors don't dance.
Yeah.
No, I remember. So Mr. Krubsack.
Krubsack. Weird name.
Mr. Krubsack. He was our choir teacher. And in eighth grade, we were doing, we did Aida as the second musical. And we did Little Shop of Horrors as the first musical. And I wanted to be in Aida, I guess. I don't know. It was like my eighth grade year. And I really wanted to be in Aida because I think I had just heard the, I mean, we were all listening to like the recordings of like the original cast recordings, and I like loved the music, but I was like, I didn't want to be a doo-wop girl. I don't know why I didn't, but like I got called back for a doo-wop girl, and I really didn't want it because I think I knew it was going to be a lot of work. And I just really did. It's hard. It's like three-part harmony at all times. Like, you're in three-part harmony and you have to be, it's like really hard. And I got called back for a doo-wop girl, and I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. This is just so, I was in eighth grade and I didn't want to work hard.
You could only be in like one.
You could only
show,
be in one.
Right?
And then you were in the pit choir.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Which we were both in the pit choir for Aida.
Wait, it's called a pit choir.
Pit choir.
Oh, pit.
Yeah.
So I got called back, and then there was like a doo-wop girl, like intensive, like practice before the audition the next day. And we had been given these like CDs with our parts. And I was like, I don't want this. So, like, I'm not going to do it. And we all got paired up into like groups. And Mr. Krubsack was like, okay, who wants to go in front of the class and like practice before the audition the next day? And I was with these two girls. We'll bleep their fucking names out. We'll give them Stacy and Rachel. That's their pseudonyms, is Stacy and fucking Rachel. And I was like, you guys, I don't want to do this. I don't know my part. And they were super prepared. I was like, I don't know my part. And they were like, Alana, it's not the audition. Like, it's fine. They raise their hand. I go up and I am freestyling the alto part. I'm freestyling. You cannot freestyle any sort of three-part harmony part. I'm literally like, a little shy. A little shop of horrors, a little shop of terror. Like, literally, like, I'm fully fucking freestyle, and they're in full perfect harmony. I'm skiddly doo bopping some shit. And
it's beer
Mr.
wench.
Krubsack goes, it's full beer,
it's
wench.
Beer wench.
Mr. Krubsack goes, whoa, stop. Alana, why don't you know your part? And I was like, I'm sorry, Mr. Krubsack. Like, I didn't have time to practice. Like, I had a lot of homework this week. And he was like, made an example, was like, you see what happens when you don't practice, you sound like Alana. Like, it
this
was like
horrible.
So
rude.
Crazy called
this
me out
horrible.
And so what did I do? Like, because he embarrassed me in front of like everyone in my class, and I was in eighth grade and I thought that I was cool, and I was like, why are you calling me out? And what did I do? I went home that night and I was like, I'm gonna know every single, I'm gonna kill it, and I'm gonna show him that I know how to fucking read and perform music. And so at the fucking audition, we were in three-part harmony, like perfect three-part motherfucking okay. harmony. What happened though? I got a fucking doo-wop girl. I was like, fuck.
Oh, no.
And then I was the like tale the whole year where, like, if someone didn't know their music, they'd be like, let's think about what happened with Alana.
No.
So the rude. Whole year.
It's possible, though, that you were the whole only year. One.
They're like, Alana didn't practice. And then that night she went back
literally
and she
look
practiced.
At her now. Look at you That's now. The funniest part about that is, like, any of the bullshit back then, it's like everyone yeah. now is probably like, wow.
These experiences.
I'm an idiot.
These experiences make you who you are.
I will never. I was so embarrassed. And every time he brought it up, I felt so like tiny
yeah.
and he was like, don't be like Alana. Literally the whole year was like, don't be like Alana,
because you're so young and like scared and insecure and just yeah. like trying to do your best.
And we have shit to do. We have 9 classes.
You became a verb and an adjective.
Oh god. But yeah,
don't
no.
Alana yourself out here.
Don't Alana yourself. Okay,
that's so funny.
Hashtag don't Alana yourself.
I mean, half those teachers were insane. Like Miss She was very mean.
I got kicked out once of her class.
I think I got kicked out once.
You
also.
Got kicked Why? Out once because I was like,
do you remember
talking
that
or something? I remember when you got kicked out.
Oh my
what
god!
Happened?
It was like a big deal.
I don't remember.
You don't
I think
remember.
We were just talking, and she would just get like annoyed.
She would get really mad and get like very red and just be like, "That's it!" Like she would lose her cool. Really
Danielle
quickly.
Sneaking out right now.
It's okay.
She would lose her, but you know, Miss was. Doing like she was doing a side hustle.
Wait, I remember
lunch.
You telling me about this. What
you
was
don't
the
remember
hustle?
The side no. hustle? She would like get snacks because like the thing is by this time in middle school, I think it was I forget there was like an initiative where like when in sixth grade you had like you could have like sugar like we had like Sour Punch straws, like Doritos, like all these things in our like student store that you could go buy, and then the government. Like basically oh, yeah. had the initiative where like it was like no more sugar in schools. And
I
so,
used to have hot fries and like a blue Pepsi every
yeah.
day from the vending machine.
Oh yeah, it was the greatest thing of all time.
Who was letting me eat that?
Fanta, like all the fucking things, like all these like sugary drinks. And in 7th and 8th grade, like that 7th grade was when they took everything away and we were all like bummed out, but Miss went and bought like she got like
she went to like Costco.
Yeah,
probably.
She went to Costco and no. like bought like all these like Sour Punch straws, like all the sugary shit, and she was literally selling them, because we had 6th grade and 7th and 8th grade had different nutritions. So like we like the 6th graders had a nutrition, and then after that we had our nutrition,
which is like it's
like
recess.
But it was called nutrition.
I forgot that it was even called nutrition.
Your
Guys,
recess was
my
called-
memory is insane.
Also funny that it's called nutrition considering what they fed us.
Yeah, it was not nutrition.
I've never heard that before.
And she was Weird. Selling shit to wow, kids on the cool. side. And she would tell us, don't tell anybody. She literally, it was like low-key under the table. And it would be like $2.
Also, what is she making? Like 30 bucks a day? Like, what is she going to do with that?
I have no idea, but it was a big deal. But yeah, that was...
How old do you think she was at the time? This is my question constantly.
That's
like,
true.
How old
she
were teachers?
30s, yeah. 40s?
Maybe she was
late
in her...
30s?
I bet she was 24.
I know.
He's been totally. 24. To us,
she's
we were like,
old.
Tight.
She's 70. Like,
she was ancient.
Yeah.
I think she must have been in her late 30s, early 40s. She must have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember her just... Yeah. I mean, look, I don't want to talk so badly about her because she really did like give me the confidence and put me in the musical theater program and like
totally
was nice to me. So it's like I look back at the bad things, obviously, but overall, like they were all so nice.
Oh, no, we were a family. Like yeah. we were totally like all the musical theater kids. We were like a family and we all hung out together. We all had the same classes and it was so.
Milliken was a special middle school. Like,
yeah.
I genuinely think that it was unique. I don't think a lot of middle schools were like.
Well, you two came out of it.
I know.
Yeah.
And we had a really good group of friends. Like, we were, I had never had more friends in my life than I did in middle school. Yeah. Like, it was, but they were all guys. Like, your guy friends were amazing. It was like you, Kane, so Harrell, Willie St. Marie, Hayden, David
Adam,
Cedarholm,
Adam Gordon, David Cedarholm.
Like, you had such a good David Cedarholm. Yeah. And but I remember like you guys were so like that's why the bat mitzvah scene was so fun in
my
seventh
God.
Grade.
So lit.
Because I remember the first bat mitzvah that we all went to was he was first.
Oh my God.
He was first.
You know like half of the reason that I left Cleveland High School?
What?
Because when we all went to Cleveland, now it's like funny to look back on, but like I was friends with all the Israeli kids, like, and there was like, they used to, there was, it was 10th grade and they used to like tabletop me at lunch. And that Wait,
what's tabletop?
Tabletop is when someone, well, you explain.
So one person distracts you and like talks to you. Mm-hmm. And then meanwhile, someone walks behind you and gets on all fours and stands behind, like sits behind you on all fours. And then the person talking to you pushes you over, you fall, your backpack on your back will weigh you down and you cannot do anything other than fall. The whole
you're like
school
a turtle.
Stairs.
Yeah, you're like a turtle. You like can't go back on your fucking.
But it's just hilarious because now, like I'm sure, like a great guy, but like back then, it became too much for me, and I was just like, I thought these guys were my friends. Like I can't, like I'm embarrassed, and that was like part of why I left Cleveland and went to Champs Charter High School in Van Nuys. This was midway through 10th grade. Okay, but yeah,
you know, my preschool boyfriend.
That's amazing. We were really close. They all used to like shoot me with airsoft guns and paintball guns. And so that was like why I was like afraid of them and like sort of distanced myself because I was like, I just can't do this anymore. Like, I want to be with my artsy friends.
Yeah, where are my artsy like, friends?
Like, Too many guns.
Yeah, like you guys are like, it's so aggressive. Like, I want to be with like
more paintbrushes.
Yeah.
Let's take what was your impression of Alana?
Oh my God.
Talk about me, Sam.
Talk about you. Alana was just cool. Like, Alana's always been.
So not true. Okay. No,
our podcast is canceled.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Alana was a big nerd. No, I mean, I just always loved Alana. Like, we were just instantly friends, and she was just funny. And, like, I mean, you said you were one of the guys. So it was like, especially at that age, it was like, I was afraid of girls. Like, so you were like a girl that I could actually be friends with because you like came into the group and made everyone feel comfortable. And like, yeah, we just instantly hit it off.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And then
I'm like crying.
No, Sam. It was amazing. And then, And I was like, I kind of said at the beginning, like I was really scared and insecure as most middle schoolers are at that time. But like then I like I just have to say it though. Like I have to just get it off my chest because I feel like I know that's going to come up in this conversation.
I wasn't going to bring up, but you can.
Okay. I mean, I just have to get it off my chest because it's like something that kind of still eats away at me. And I actually like blocked it out of my mind until we talked about it recently.
Oh no.
But there was, so there was this girl that went to middle school with us named and she was like,
Sam, you're turning red.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, because I was like really insecure at like in like sixth grade. And then by eighth grade, I think I was just like trying so hard to be cool that what I was good at, I guess, was being funny that like, so I made this song like about her trimming her nose hairs, which is so mean. And now I'm like coming out here and like, you know, confessing. But I think it's like kind of like therapy for me right now. I'm getting it out. But yeah, I like made this song that like the whole eighth grade class was singing.
It was not great. It was not one of your finest moments. It wasn't. But the thing is like we were also so young. You were 12. You were literally 12 years old.
But
like,
but I will say I had a crush on her.
You did. Oh, that's why you had a crush.
And that's why. And she didn't like me back.
Because she was, to be fair, she was one of the hottest girls in school. So I don't think that you really like penetrated any sort of like confidence. Like she was so hot and confident, and like I think that was definitely like it's the quintessential thing where it's like you had a crush on her.
Yeah.
And you didn't know how to like express that you had a crush on her.
And if I got a laugh back then, like that would just
it's
keep
true.
Me going.
You,
and
yeah.
People were like,
we were the
this
same.
Is hilarious. You're bullying this girl.
We were all trying to make each other laugh. The thing is also she, I think she,
so
the thing,
embarrassed.
But I will say, I think she also found it funny. I don't think she took it in like the way we all made fun of each other. That was like all the things I remember. Like,
true.
I mean, not to get fucking TMI on this fucking, I talk about how hairy I was in middle school. I was like very hairy. And I remember like I was wearing like my acid wash skirt with my moon boots. I talk about it all the time.
Awesome.
My acid wash skirt and moon boots.
We're making figurines.
Because of Napoleon Dynamite. But like I'm sorry that I'm even saying this in front. Now I'm like so embarrassed.
Close your eyes.
So embarrassing.
Close your eyes.
But like I didn't shave my like hoo-ha at that point because I was like fucking in seventh and eighth grade. Like no one was looking
hoo-ha
at
did.
It. Yeah, hoo-ha did.
Literally.
Hoo-ha did. Oh my God. I didn't even know what a hoo-ha was. This is so, I can't even believe I'm even saying this. I'm only saying this because Sam's on this podcast. But like, I had it, like, I had like fucking hair down there. And I was wearing this like low rise acid wash skirt. And like, it was kind of peeking because it was like low rise. So like, I had like hair kind of peeking out. I was like, ew, like literally was like screamed ew at me. And I was like so embarrassed. But like, it was, we're not, this podcast is never going over. He screamed like, ew, you're disgusting, like in front of me. And the thing is, it's like, yeah, it was so embarrassing. But like, also we were all making fun of each other at that point. And like, when I look back on it, that was so embarrassing. But we got over it. And like, I honestly think like, thank you for coming clean. And we can find and apologize to her in person.
Yeah, we should. I definitely owe her an apology.
But that's nice that you, the thing is, it's eating you up inside and we're coming clean on
I genuinely
period.
Feel terrible about it, but I also know that it was from insecurity. I was so insecure, and I also liked her and she didn't like me back. So I was like, how am I going to get back at her and make her feel terrible?
I know. And the thing is saying,
point out her, you know,
but she didn't,
things.
But she also didn't have any nose hair.
She definitely didn't. I think it was just like me being freaking.
Yeah. No. Which again, she was the hottest girl in school.
Well,
so
now she'll never
fine.
Have nose hairs ever. Ever.
Oh, she would never.
But I remember. So let's talk about your bar mitzvah because it was a hot scene.
What was the theme?
Yeah. What was your theme?
Okay. My bar mitzvah theme was like, okay, first of all, we don't have footage from it because the people who filmed it just lost the footage.
There's which is, no footage of your bar mitzvah?
No, no, there's no footage. It because didn't happen. We were supposed to have footage. But and do you know that I still know them. So it was like our friend's mom like took our headshots all the time. She had these two sons that I was friends with and they were like her assistants for headshots, so they like kind of knew their way around a camera. So I was like, or my parents were like, oh, just have them shoot the bar mitzvah. Right. So they shot my bar mitzvah, and then there was some issue where they lost the footage, never got it. No. But okay, the theme was like half skateboarding and half movies.
Mixed, so yeah. Like, very mixed media.
I couldn't decide.
Very mixed media.
Yeah, super mixed. I could not decide. And I just remember coming in to the party on a skateboard.
Yes.
And there was like carpet and then a dance floor, like a wood dance floor in the middle, but I couldn't skate on the carpet. So we put like a bunch of wood planks down. So it was like, before I was introduced, like everyone's at their tables.
Tony
like,
Hawk.
Yeah, it was so lame. Like some people came in with like wood planks to place them down. And then I come in on the skateboard. It was just so nerdy. But my bar mitzvah was also at the place that I had my service earlier in the day. So it was literally like the doors in the back of the temple would open and then open to the like banquet hall. So which to me was like lame at the time. I thought it was lame. I also was a child actor and I had some like money stashed away and I asked my parents if I could like go all out for my bar mitzvah and they were like, no, you're saving this for college.
Which
so,
honestly, smart. Not now.
I mean, it is smart, but like,
you're like,
when
mom
you
and dad,
those...
I want a half pipe. Yeah.
Mom and dad.
Why am I not literally jetting in on a jet
pack?
Wait,
so because it was skating, it was red carpet and a plank?
No, there was no red carpet. It was just like each table was like a different movie and then like I think like we ran out of movie ideas and there were like skateboarder tables. Like it was like a mixture. It was just like a complete 50-50 split of like whatever my favorite movies were and then like just like Tony Hawk and like Bob Burnquist and like just incredible. Skateboarders. It
did
was
you make
so
out
late.
With anybody at your bar mitzvah?
Great question.
I feel like I did. I just don't.
Did you have a girl? You didn't have a girlfriend then?
No, I definitely didn't have a girlfriend. I remember a big deal for me was I smoked a cigar that night with my uncle, which was like
Mafia.
Really cool. No, it was sick. And I do remember making out with in the like sukkah. because my bar mitzvah was like around Sukkot. So there was like a little sukkah outside. And I remember like looking over and actually like we're like second cousins. And I was like, nice. Making out with my cousin, like at my bar mitzvah. So I think like I maybe didn't make out with anyone and I just like saw him making out and was like, nice, there is making out at my bar mitzvah, even though it's not me.
I can't believe you didn't make out with anybody at your bar mitzvah. I mean,
I didn't make out with anyone at mine.
But like everyone was making out. Maybe it was because you had like family and shit there, so you probably
did
didn't.
You
right.
Make out
I was the man
at,
of the hour.
Did you ever make out
at
anyone's?
Oh, yeah. For sure. And I think the big deal was freak dancing.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's freak we dancing about
was,
it.
That
I
was
think
where
we've,
we learned
we've,
it.
We've, I think we definitely danced together.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait, like, really?
Also, 100%. Continuing to call it freak dance.
Oh, like, it's freak dancing.
Why
Never.
Is it? And it literally is just like rubbing up against each
other.
Yeah,
we were all just rubbing up against each other.
There was front facing and there was back. So there was.
Thing is, front facing was so hard to do. Front facing was hard.
Where
do
you put
your face? Where do you put your face? Like, it was also like you would open your leg.
You put the leg through. So
like
yeah,
you would open. Like you would. You would open your legs.
Do it.
And then you girls would step like, like. Girls would then like. Like it was weird. It was like a weird. Like we would be like puzzle pieces where like the legs would like fit in between. It's hard to do this like on a podcast because you're. I'm trying to explain it.
No,
but
everyone,
like,
you know,
like rub each other.
To show everyone what freak dancing was like.
And then we like rub up on each other. And then. But like we were doing it in front of like. All of
parents.
Our friends,
in
front of, and, grandparents, and parents.
And there's no way your parents were okay with that because my mom was not
okay.
Oh,
yeah,
with
no, your mom was not. But the thing is like, my parents at my bat mitzvah, like, weren't really around. Like, they, like, kind of, they, like,
so
kind of.
Cool.
They did their own thing.
They did their own thing.
I found raw footage from my bat mitzvah.
No way.
So I have 3.5 hours of raw, uncut footage of the party.
Amazing.
I accessed it a month ago. Dug it up from the archives.
What was your theme?
My theme was fashionably Sasha.
Ooh.
And it was I wanted to be a fashion designer at the time. I was juggling many, many hats. One of which was my biggest passion was fashion, you know, fashion. And everyone had to get interviewed when they first walked in about they would answer questions about why I was so fashionable, but I went to an all-girls school with a uniform. So everyone's answer was like, I guess she accessorizes nicely. Like, no one knew what my fashion sense was. I had none. But people were interviewed, and the raw footage. So in my mind, my recollection of my bat mitzvah, I felt like such a loser. I was so, like, I thought I was ugly. I thought I was, and then I watched the footage, and there's this one moment where I go up to this boy, David, and I go, David, like, because I talk like this when I talk to boys at the time.
No way. Confident.
Well, I think I was testing the waters with my, guy friends, because I would never have done that to a guy I liked. But I grabbed David. I was like, David, we're going to go do the photo booth. Come with. And I grab his hand.
So cool.
And I, kind of, touch his hand and move away and look over my shoulder again and like smile at him. But I never liked David. In fact, my best friend Layla liked David. I was doing it in front of her.
Nice.
But
the
I
trauma.
Was like, I had game.
Yeah,
but
dude.
But it was because I didn't like him, and I felt like I felt like I could practice being flirty with the guy friends that I felt close
right.
to. But this
right.
raw footage, there is. You can hear all the conversations. I hug a girl, Evan, and she goes, "Oh shit." And I back away. She goes, my henna. Ugh. And I had
Amazing.
Rubbed her henna. And she was like, shit. And I'm left with, and the camera just follows me. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, what do I do?
Oh
and
God.
I just, it's just so funny. It's one of the most, the greatest gifts to have.
Footage.
It is the greatest gift to have.
I wish
footage.
We had footage of your
bar
mitzvah.
I'm so sorry.
Also,
don't.
I know. I'm so sad. Also, I just listened to your Rashida episode. You didn't have a bat mitzvah?
No, not a real one.
That's crazy.
I never went up to the Bima.
And I love that everyone said, you're the most Jewish person I know. How did you not have a bat mitzvah?
No, my parents didn't want to send me to Hebrew school because it was too expensive.
Oh my God. I had to go to Hebrew school till 10th grade.
Oh my
I was
God.
Miserable.
Right. Your mom made you keep
my mom
going.
Made me. It was so, dude, I got in trouble once because I called the rabbi dude. And I literally had to go to like the principal's office, and he walked me through why that's not okay. He's like, I went to rabbinical school for 10 years. I earned my title of rabbi, and you calling me rabbi dude is demeaning. And I was like, oh my God, like I didn't know. And like,
oh,
yeah,
rabbi
I was,
dude.
I hated Hebrew school so much. I just used it as like a place to like try out jokes, I guess.
But
like,
did you have any, did the people that went, cause I never went to Hebrew school. Like, did you have crushes because they didn't go to Millikan. You
no,
had people in your
these,
Hebrew school.
So this was like after it was like an after school program,
right.
basically. It
Did
was
you,
Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. It was three times a week
oh my
until
God.
10th grade.
Oh
I literally, like, oh my God.
Do
I
you know how to speak
so
Hebrew?
I did, like, very minimal.
Crazy that you literally studied three times a week.
But, like, did I?
Right.
I
no,
showed
I know.
Up.
I know. Who am I talking to?
Like I said,
I,
you know, I had
to?
A tight 10.
Did you have a Hebrew school crush? Like, was there girls that? Because I don't even know your life in Hebrew. That's a whole other life that I didn't know about.
I know. What's going
so
on?
So rude.
I don't think so. It was always like there was friends of friends. Like, the girl that I had a B'nai Mitzvah. With this girl named Emily Lazar. Yeah. And the only reason that I had the B'nai Mitzvah with her is because my older sister had had a B'nai Mitzvah with her brother. So it was just like,
Can you explain what a B'nai Mitzvah is for the people that don't know what it is?
It's just like a joint service. I don't know why you even do it. Maybe it's because like there's so many kids getting bar mitzvahed and bat mitzvahed at the same time that they need to like conserve dates. And like also maybe if you're like friends with that person. So I really don't know why. But yeah, I had it's a joint like a bar and bat mitzvah. But yeah, so I had this B'nai Mitzvah with Emily, and I had a huge crush on all of her friends. So like, and they were all like the like private school girls that like I didn't know. So I think that was like why I liked them, because they just weren't in my like circle. But yeah, that was I do remember one time during like High Holy Days, making out in a baby changing room at my temple with one of Emily's best friends.
That was legendary.
I was like, this is so cool. My parents would be so pissed if they, because it was like you'd go to services and be so bored and be like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Well, you're
like,
also supposed to be atoning for your sins.
Oh, 100%.
Literally, and you're sinning in the temple. I don't remember if this was
Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur.
If it was Rosh Hashanah, it would have been a celebration, so it would have been fine. Right. But
Making out is cool on Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, no.
You're atoning.
Yeah, Jesus. And also your breath is probably bad because you haven't eaten and like you're
fasting.
Whereas
like Rosh Hashanah, it's like honey and apples.
Yeah, it's like good vibes. But yeah, I just remember that. And I remember my parents always being pissed. Like, I'd be like, I got to go to the bathroom. And they'd be like, come right back. And I'd be like, fuck no. Like, peace. And they'd have to like come out and find me if they wanted to bring me back in. But yeah, I just remember that makeout sesh that just popped back into my head.
So you're seventh grade at this point?
This was probably seventh grade, yeah.
What was your first kiss? Was it in elementary school?
Let's dive into the first kiss, because you were
there.
It was the Anita Petrovic party.
This was the epic party. Yes. This party. Okay, I will not bleep out Anita Petrovic because I have nothing but amazing things to say about
Anita would love this. We just ran into Anita a few weeks ago,
which we haven't seen her in a million years. And I told her, I was like, you don't understand. Like, your birthday party was the beginning of everything. Everything started at Anita Petrovic's birthday.
It was sixth grade. I remember there was like the party was like in the basement of her house.
Of her like no, it was like her aunt's house. It wasn't even her house.
It wasn't her house.
That's how crazy my memory was. It wasn't even her house, because I think that she needed like a really big space. She invited every single kid from our like sixth grade crew.
Uh-huh.
And there were a lot of us. I mean, there were like 30 kids there.
It was a giant I remember darkness. I remember the lights being off. Maybe it was like black lights or something. Like,
yes.
I don't fully remember.
It was dark with like, it had like disco lights.
Yeah, like it was just like a cool party, and it was a big deal that she was having it.
It was Playboy After Dark. It was full Playboy After Dark 100%. With a bunch of sixth graders.
And that was where my first kiss was, and it was with Jamie.
How old were you?
Oh my God.
And I remember being in
must have been 11, right?
I was 11.
Okay. Yeah.
I was in the left corner of the room. I remember you walk down these stairs and the room opens and I was in the far left corner with Jamie sitting on a chair or like a couch. And I remember her being like, we should kiss. And I was like, this is my first time. I'm really nervous.
You told her?
I think I told her that. Oh my God. And then I remember her tongue going down my throat and almost vomiting into her mouth.
Gagging.
Literally. Like I was so excited to be making out, but then the tongue in my throat was, I was like, I don't think this is how you're supposed to kiss. It was like as if she was trying to get her tongue as far back into my mouth as she could. And I was just like, but kissing back and like trying to keep it together and like be cool. And it was just such a big deal that we had kissed. And then I'm almost positive the very next night, because I had told all my friends that I kissed Jamie, they all were like, I need to kiss Jamie because Jamie will kiss.
She was like, she was super
and
hot.
I think Adam Gordon maybe I'm kissed sure. her like the that next night at the movies.
Yeah,
like,
that makes sense.
And how did you feel about
I remember
that?
Being like mixed, like hurt by it, but also like proud of my buddy. Like now we can both talk about kissing. Like, did you also have to throw up? Like, did her tongue go into your mouth also? Or was I the lucky one?
Well, that party was super crazy for me. So I didn't have my first, that's like a real kiss. Cause I didn't have my first like tongue kiss until the summer going into ninth grade. Like, that was a thing, but we did play spin the bottle.
I was young.
I know you were young. I was a late bloomer. And I've told the Willie St. Marie story already. I've told the Willie St. Marie's, the spin the bottle where he didn't want to kiss me. It's everywhere. I tell the story all the time. I'm not going to bore you guys with that. But there was another thing that happened and it involves you.
Oh no.
I love this.
Okay. So
heaven.
So I'm going to give him a pseudonym because he was very sweet, but he wasn't, it was.
Alana just whispered to Sam.
I just whispered to Sam. So he was very sweet. He was not my type.
My sister just brought him up the other day.
Let's give him the name.
Joey.
Joey. Okay. So his name was Joey. It's a pseudonym. Sam just told me that he's now a sex therapist.
My sister told me.
Jesus Christ. I hope that, I mean, whatever.
By the way, how?
How is he a sex therapist?
I don't trust him.
Maybe I would not trust. I mean, I wouldn't trust his sixth grade self.
That's true.
To he's guide probably grown me up through a lot. Anything. I mean, mazel tov that he's a sex therapist now. But so we were playing spin the bottle with Sam.
A beautiful mind.
And Joey was in the circle. And I spun the bottle and it landed on Joey and we like pecked. And I remember like literally I didn't want to kiss him so bad. I felt really bad, but I would never pull a Willy on Joey because I was a nice human being.
Right.
And I remember kind of like curling my lips in because I didn't really want to kiss him. And then whatever, it was fine. We spun the bottle again. It gets to me again. I spin it. It lands on Joey again. It was like as if he had like a magnet or something.
Like as if he was like a future sex therapist.
I don't know if he's like a future sex therapist.
He knew what you needed.
Yeah. And we did it again. It lands on Joey again. I kiss Joey again. Same way. It goes around the circle again. It lands on me again. I spin the bottle. It lands on Joey again. You're supposed to do 7 minutes in heaven after it lands three times. And I was like, I'm not doing it. And everyone was like, fine, you're being annoying, but whatever. So then, this is where it involves you. So we come back to school.
It's scary because I don't remember anything. So I'm just like, what did I do?
It's not
that
at all. It's going to be a tight 10.
Actually, it actually makes you look amazing because you were a bro.
I really need this after my story.
So basically, we go back to school, whatever. I have noticed like a change in Joey. Like he's like being very attentive to me. I'm like, okay, like whatever, like I was not trying to date Joey. And me and my parents had gone to the movies and we came back and I had like, this was when, you know, we had voicemails, like we had a landline and you would like leave a message and it would be on the like tape or whatever. And we were also all really big on three-way calling at that point. Oh, we were very big on three-way calling. Like everyone was like calling, pretending to not have another person on the phone and you would have a conversation, but your homie was like on the line, listening to everything you say. Yeah, so Avi, I guess you on the like manifesto of numbers had found my home number, had called my house. Oh shit. Joey. So Joey had my number from like the school manifesto. And like had called my house and the message was like, hey Alana, it's Joey. Just saying hi. Like wanted to see like what you're up to. Like hope you're good. Bye. And then I hear like a click noise. It was like,
And then the real conversation.
Sam, he goes, I just left her a message. Ooh. And Sam goes, that was great, dude. That was great. And Joey's like, I don't know, man. Like, she didn't pick up. And you were like, dude, no, go for it. No. She definitely likes you. Please, this is all on my parents, on my landline.
Shut up. I would kill for this recording.
You were like, dude, like, don't give up, man. Like, she's super cool. Like, I swear, like, it's going to work out. And he's like, man, I don't know. Like, whatever. And then all of a sudden, Joey goes, oh, no, you went, hey, did you actually hang up the phone? And Joey goes, oh shit. And then it just goes click. And then the message is over.
Let's rehearse.
Cut to Moti Haim listening to this like, these motherfuckers.
My dad being like, who is this? Who is calling you?
Who the fuck are
you? But you were
kids?
Like a bro to Joey. You were like, man, you were so encouraging to him of like him trying to like, and I feel bad because he was very, very sweet. And now he's a sex therapist.
Yeah, now he's a sex therapist. He was an interesting guy. I don't know. I was friends with like so many weird dudes as a kid.
Oh my God, love weirdos. So
yeah, I guess I'm not, yeah. Some of the, I wonder where half of them are now.
I know. I just I don't know any of them anymore. Only yeah. you. You're like the only person that I really talked to.
Yeah, and Kane. Yeah. Kane.
You both met in fifth grade then. Was it
no,
fifth or
me
sixth?
And Sam met in sixth grade.
Okay. Oh, didn't we meet a little before because like because our parents wanted us to meet because our sisters knew each other?
Yeah, like Lana, we had like
or
a good
Danielle and Jenny.
Yeah, Danielle and Jenny went to Milliken together. Also, Frankie Kraft and Jenny and Danielle went to school together. So that's how I knew Sammy. So
right.
like our like true friend group was like me, Sam, Sammy, Kane was yeah. like in that.
We were like a little crew.
We were like a little crew and it was like the sweetest little thing ever. But no,
I feel like
was,
I remember your parents coming like but before sixth grade started, like when it was about to start, like your whole family coming to our house to like introduce us so that we could have
yes,
we could be friends with each other at Milliken. And it was like a scary experience to start a new school, but
totally.
They were like, oh, let's introduce them so they can be friends.
It was
before.
So nice to have like the thing. I'm so thankful for siblings because yeah. if I didn't have Danielle, like Danielle was only friends with people that had like little siblings and we were all going to school together. So we were like this like little sibling crew mm-hmm. and it was the greatest because having like friends, we were all Jews.
Totally.
We were all Jewish.
And like half child actors.
And yeah. half child
yeah.
actors.
Yes.
I know Kane was
Kane
in with
Kane
a
was
child
too,
actor.
Yeah. Kane was also like the most talented young musician
I
ever.
Know. And he was always so, I mean, he we was had always, Kane on the pod. But yeah. like he was always, we all weirdly knew what we wanted to do at that age.
At that
That's
age,
so
which
cool.
is so
which
weird.
Which is so weird. Like I yeah. remember I mean, I wanted to do music, but like, the thing is, like, Kane was, like, actually doing it. And, like, you were wanted to be an actor.
Because
like, you were doing
Kane's
it.
Dad was, you know, Rocket was,
right.
like, killing it. In wasn't he in Foreigner?
He was in Foreigner.
And then
what?
You, I remember
yeah.
seeing you guys, Rockenheim, at the Sherman Oaks Street Fair when you were the full band.
Yeah.
That was
You would
amazing.
Always, you were, okay,
I would
actually,
all the time.
Now I have to get into this because we, Rockenheim would play the St. Francis de Sales Fair.
St. Francis de Sales, that's
every
what it was called.
Every year, and, dude, like, my favorite thing, like the biggest flirty thing you could do at the St. Francis de Sales Fair was they would have these eggs. You remember these. They would have these eggs that like actual eggs that they would hollow out. So like they would dump the yolk in it, dry the eggshell out, fill it with confetti.
Don't remember this.
Are you
what
crazy?
Would you do with those?
Oh my God. I wish Danielle was here because she would be like, yeah, the eggs. Like,
oh, you mean the eggs
oh,
with the confetti
yeah.
in them?
Oh, the eggs. Well, what you would do is you would take the eggs and, like, if you liked somebody, you would have the, like, it would be filled with confetti and you would crack the egg on someone's head and there would be confetti all over it. And you'd be like, oh my God, stop
I like
it.
You.
Oh my God, stop it. Sam, you definitely did that. There
really?
Was, like, it was like a big fucking deal.
Oh, I don't remember that.
The eggs at the safer. I'm upset with you now.
Interesting. Sorry.
The podcast is over.
No.
I'm upset that you don't remember the eggs at the St. Francis Sales Fair. That was, like, the big. Fair other than the Sherman Oaks Street Fair, obviously.
Yeah. I remember both of them. That's so funny. I also feel like we can't do this podcast without talking about the summer that I got grounded for smoking weed.
I was about to.
What
I was,
year is
okay.
it?
We have to. So this was seventh grade. This was I was best friends with Mitchell Musso from Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
We had done Monster House together.
Yes.
Which
we
your dad
House.
Produced.
My dad
amazing.
Produced that. I saw. I went to the premiere.
Yeah, I know. That's so funny.
Love Monster House.
I was on by the way, I had a broken leg at the premiere, so I walked the carpet with a boot. and I also remember getting my H&M shirt. It was like a white and black, like striped shirt. And it was untucked with black slacks and a boot. And I'm just like walking down the carpet and there are photos of me with like two thumbs up. The classic like
classic kid pose.
Okay, so I'm best friends with Mitchell Musso. It was my first time ever smoking weed. It was with Mitchell's older brother, Mason, and Trace Cyrus.
Oh my God.
Which were the two guys in
Metro Station.
They were like, I remember it was called White Widow, the name of the weed. And they were like, come on, Sam, like, let's smoke. And I was like, I don't know, guys. My mom would be really pissed. And they were like, you're sleeping over here tonight. Like, you're not getting picked up until tomorrow afternoon. Like, you're going to be fine. So we smoked weed that night. I don't remember if I got high or not. The next day, they were like, time to wake and bake. And I was like,
wake and bake?
I can barely even like night smoke. Like, what do you mean? And so I remember we smoked again the next day. That time I got high and we spent the whole day like passed out on the couch watching Lord of the Rings and eating snacks. And then my dad came to pick me up from Mitchell's house that night and I was like out of it. And I think he knew. And I don't know if he ratted on me to my mom, but like I got home and was probably still high. And my mom was like, something's up with you. Drug test, positive. Oh, you're grounded. Like, weed was like the thing that Patty Lerner was like,
oh, she was like,
no,
niche,
way.
Niche.
Same with my parents.
It was like, absolutely not okay. Yeah. So that was like, I was screwed. Positive test. They were like, and summer break had just started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got grounded for 4 months. I don't remember if they had like determined that it was going to be 4 months, but I remember it ended up being 4 months. And they took away my video games, my
everything.
TV. I remember the funniest thing is my mom took away my clothes.
She did. I remember that. I remember you telling that. She like literally took away your clothes.
Because I think like from a young age, like I always like really liked like fashion. Like I liked my
fashionably
clothes.
Fashionably.
I was like, yeah, I would have been great at your bar mitzvah. Bat mitzvah. I remember her taking away all of my favorite clothes and putting them in trash bags, yeah, putting them in her car and driving them to an undisclosed location.
No.
Like to put them in storage so that, like, to really teach me a lesson that I was in trouble. During this summer, I was not allowed to hang out with any people other than Alana Haim and Esty Haim.
Yes.
Oh, that was it. That was like, my mom loved you guys so much that she was like, those are the only people that I know that you're in good hands and that it's like, it was like we were like family.
No,
like,
totally. Well, I had the biggest crush on you then.
That's so
sweet. I had the biggest. So this is what I would do. So Patty loved me because obviously, why not? I'm a nice Jewish girl that was like the
like
sweetest
the
little baby Moms angel, especially in middle school. I mean, like, I was like, I loved meeting Jewish moms because I was like, I knew that when I was older, I would like have to like prepare to like be like someone's girlfriend, like a nice Jewish boy's girlfriend.
You were doing the work.
I was doing the work, and I like loved your mom, and she loved me, and I had the biggest crush on you. And I would bake you brownies. Remember,
what?
I would make
your
you
love
brownies.
Language was baking.
My love That's language sweet. Was baking. I would make you brownies, and the reason why Essie would have to come with me is because she would have to drop me
she
off.
Was
the,
yeah,
and I the thing is like she never like. My parents were still strict. Like, I couldn't just, like, hang out at your house. Like, I feel like I also needed, like, a chaperone. So she would, like, stay and talk to your mom. And then we would hang out. And, like, the whole time I'd be like, why doesn't he see me like I want him to see me? Like, I was, like, so in love with you. But, no, we hung out almost, like, every day of that summer.
That's it. I know. I remember
because
that.
Because whenever you would get bored, like I was like literally the only person that you could see. So like I would be like, I'm coming. You're like,
what
I'd
would
be
you
like,
guys, what would you do if you didn't have video games? You didn't have TV. What would you
we
do?
Would just...
Essie would pick us up in her white Jeep.
Yep.
Cool.
Oh yeah.
And I remember specifically egging houses.
Yeah. We talked about
rude.
That. We talked about that on about when Essie was on the pod. We egged houses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did we do? I mean,
TP'd once or twice.
Yeah.
But I never egged.
But I think egging is worse because like you can't get the egg yolk off the house.
I was egged so cool. On Halloween. I was egged.
You
like,
were
your
oh,
body
we were
or your house?
People.
I know you never egged.
We egged houses.
Egged houses.
Oh my God,
I was egged on Halloween.
Oh my God, Josie Grossified?
Full Josie Grossy.
What the fuck?
I was full Josie Grossy. It was horrible.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds bad.
Never been kissed. We're she's like waiting outside,
not Josie Grossy anymore.
And he like throws the egg at her.
That's what happened. I got egg.
Fuck those people.
It was horrible, but I was also with a group of cool kids, so I was like, whatever.
You're
like,
oh, eggs on my face, whatever.
You're like, oh my God, ow! But actually, this is like so funny, right,
also,
guys?
By the way, like, no, that would happen constantly, like in front of the cool kids. I'd be like, yeah, let's chill. Like,
oh, eggs?
It's
yeah.
Fine. I'll like have them for breakfast. Like it's fine. Used to it. Like I was so. So, but also one time I in fifth grade ate a fortune cookie whole
with the paper.
Yes, I don't know why, but I didn't
to
want
show
to
off to the cool kids.
Out. I didn't
I
want
eat
to,
paper.
It's so cool. I eat paper.
It makes my fortune come true.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ate it, and all these sixth graders were looking at me, and I didn't want to throw it, like take it out and throw it in the trash. So I just. Really just was like, no, it's chill. It's like, that's what you do if you want
you
your fortune to
like
come
you were really
true.
Cool.
I was like, like paper. Just be like, no.
It's still in your stomach acid. You have like this weird fortune still in your stomach.
So
just
cool.
In the lining.
Yeah. And I would do that all the time. Like I, you know, even the other day I was at my friend's wedding and we took a group photo and we were in front of cacti and I backed into the cactus and like went in my head, but I was like, oh, I'm fine. It's okay.
That's your like defense mechanism is
yeah,
just
like,
always playing. It cool
not even taking the spikes out just being like no it's chill like,
yeah whatever. Spikes actually you know they help your exfoliate.
No, it's acupuncture. So like, yeah. I'm getting like my liver taken totally. Care of. But yeah, that was my defense mechanism. I would fall and then be like, no.
That's so funny. Yeah. Yeah. Egging was not good, but what else would we do? Would we like see movies?
We would hang out on your trampoline. You had a trampoline.
That's cool.
Yeah, we would hang out on your trampoline. We could go.
That was a big deal.
Like, was it big?
We got it at actually, I remember driving like really far to pick it up, and my parents getting the trampoline was a big deal.
Yeah.
They wouldn't,
how big
like,
was it?
It was
like
big.
14 feet.
Overground.
And it had like a big net, which was like my mom would make us, but we used to like jump out of the tree into the trampoline. Like,
yeah,
I was a crazy kid.
Did you do the thing where you have to obviously
popcorn?
Yeah,
popcorn.
Yeah, yeah. Where you'd launch someone.
Popcorn. Oh yeah, popcorn? We popcorned.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I remember having like a sleepover out there once too. Like I slept in a sleeping bag on the trampoline. Oh, yeah,
that's so with nice. Who, by yourself?
I think like maybe with like Adam Gordon or something.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
I just remember like it was so what a like that whole time with our summer like that with our summer where we never did anything.
It was our summer.
Wait, but who was your first girlfriend? Was it
Claire Redmond?
Okay,
who slapped me in the face?
Well,
in
this
the
mid, is an amazing
in front of,
story
in front of the entire school.
Yeah,
because I broke up with her on Valentine's Day.
It was a big okay
because this I was couldn't
the,
do
this,
it.
This was the craziest. Like drama at our school on Valentine's Day. Like this was in seventh grade, right?
This is like full therapy for me, by the way.
this is why we do the pod.
This is literally the pod.
I've like gone through, like I've sweated.
It's why
I'm,
we
like,
do
red.
No, you're red. You're sweating. But this was like a huge drama. Was it seventh grade or sixth grade? Was it sixth grade?
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade.
Yeah. So, I wouldn't be this brave in sixth grade.
Yeah, because seventh grade was when people started like dating each other.
Yeah.
Like sixth grade, we were like dipping our toes into like spin the bottle. Like seventh grade was like, you would always get girlfriends. Like you and your crew would
I had a lot of girlfriends in seventh grade. That was like a big deal. It was, and that's why also Claire was so mad at me when I broke up with her on Valentine's Day. Cause I think it was like, I had already like decided that I was going to start dating someone else.
Oh yeah.
But
I
don't liked
everybody
remember.
Other than me. Let's talk about it.
That's
Let's
so
fucking
rude.
Talk about it.
It's like,
looking back, I'm like, obviously you were like,
right
the
there
one.
The whole time.
You were the, like, you
I was
should have.
The one?
Yeah, like, well, we would have been, like, so cute together.
I know. We would have been a Jewish couple in heaven. So my best friend.
She's like, too blind to see it.
Oh, you were too blind. But Claire, we could say her name because honestly, it was a badass move on her part, even though
no,
it was like
she was
her
cool.
life. So your first girlfriend was Claire, who I went to preschool with randomly. We were friends from preschool. And Sam and Claire were dating and he broke up with her on Valentine's Day. And she slapped him, slapped him across the face. It was like the craziest drama. We were talking about it for like, it was like, like the biggest fucking drama. And then I remember, Sam, you thought that you lost your hearing.
Yes.
Because she slapped you.
She slapped me in the ear.
She slapped you right in the ear and you literally lost hearing for
and
like,
I went to the principal's office.
And you went to the principal's
office. And I read, you know what's lamer than breaking up with someone on Valentine's Day is going and ratting them out to the principal's office when they slapped you.
Yeah, and she got in like so much trouble because you literally were like, I lost hearing. You thought that
like,
you were deaf.
Because I'm literally Patty Lerner's son and I was like, I'm never going to hear again.
Oh, yeah.
And
then, another crazy, which we've talked about this, but we had a teacher, a math teacher that hit you.
Oh.
Okay, that, no recollection of
oh,
that.
Oh, I remember no. it.
I got
we were
hit
all,
by a teacher.
You got hit by a teacher. Well, you were like, you and Willie were so.
I was problematic in
you,
middle school.
No, because you were, the thing is,
Rabbi
dude, you, your
Rabbi
crew.
I was a shithead.
No, you weren't a shithead. You guys were just like the funny guys. Like, you
high
were
ten.
Always,
high ten.
You were always trying to do, you were always trying to like make people laugh. Like that was like your whole, you and your whole crew, which was like the greatest fucking thing. We were all just trying to make each other laugh. And we were in math class, and I think it was you. It was either you and Adam Gordon or you and Willie were, like, talking, and he kept on telling you to, like, stop.
I do remember this.
Yeah. It was me, then you sat behind me, but you were talking, and he kept on telling you, like, stop talking, stop talking, stop talking. And then after, like, the fifth time, he, like, hit you in the back of the head. He, like, hit you.
This is insane.
And then... yelled at
you. Did I cry again and go to the principal's office?
No, and then he yelled at you and was like, go, like, try, go, rat, like, basically was like, go try and tell somebody that I hit you. Like, they're basically like, they're not going to believe you.
Yes, I remember that.
And we all were in class and we were like,
which is also stupid on his end, like, tons of witnesses. Everyone saw him.
Everyone was scared of him. He was like a scary teacher.
He was scary.
So no one wanted to, like, fuck with
him. He was then the dean of my second high school.
Champs. Horrible. He was the dean of Champs.
He was like the dean or like the principal. And by that time, he like loved me. So I think we buried the beef.
He fully hit you.
That's so illegal.
And it's so illegal. And we were all so scared. And obviously, like, none of us said anything because we were scared of him. But like.
Wait, also, sorry, complete pivot. Do you remember the time that I got in a fight with who's the dancer and also went to the principal's office because all the kids in the school were like had his back and like no one had my back and
what?
We got in like a weird fight and then I ran to the principal's office because he was like, I'm gonna kick your ass at lunch. And then it was like,
wait,
anyway,
no, I don't remember
story for
that.
Another time. Just wait, I'm just thinking of all the different times I went to the principal's office because I had like been
I
in
never
some sort
went
of
I mean
beef.
I was, we never got into like girls never got into fights. Do you remember this is the night that I started falling in love with you? Do you remember the night of Sammy Kane Craft's birthday when we were in the basement
at her house
and on Craft?
I remember that basement. Kling. I remember
it was her birthday. It was
this when we watched Cabin Fever?
No, but
that
when
movie?
Did we watch Cabin Fever?
I don't know. I remember watching Cabin Fever at Sammy Kraft's house and freaking out because it was like the first scary movie I had ever seen.
I'm shocked. Well, I probably wasn't there. So okay. Thank you. So I would have remembered because I have impeccable memory and I remember watching Cabin Fever for the first time and not at Sammy's house.
Okay, cool.
Also, amazing movie if you haven't seen it. Yeah. But no, Sammy, who was my like true, like she was like my family, like true best friend, like was having her birthday party and it was at her house and it was a makeout party. Like it was like we knew it was a makeout party. And I can't remember if I've told this story on the pod. Everyone fucking makes fun of me for saying this, but like I only have so many fucking stories to tell. But you would remember because you were there and that's why we're gonna talk about it. So I think it was literally posed as this is a makeout party. Like
so cool.
This is a makeout so party.
Lou
we
and
are
just like the coolest parents.
Well, they're the coolest. And it was in, we were in, first of all, also cool of Bobby, Sammy's older brother. Like we were in his room because his room was in the basement.
Right, right. So, and such a cool room.
Such a fucking cool room. And Bobby like let us have a makeout party in his fucking bedroom. And he
so
was like
cool.
The older, cool older brother. And Sasha's pound cake. Oh, Sasha's just like literally it's like popcorn. You're like, well, you're having the best time watching us.
The best time watching.
So it was posed as a makeup party. And I was at that point, this is the night that I actually like that I started falling in love with you, but I wanted to make out with Harrell. But I sat in a chair next to Willie because he had a girlfriend and he was like, I'm not making out with anybody because I have a girlfriend. So me and Willie sat in silence. With like kissing noises.
Watching the makeout.
Literally
party?
Watching everyone make out.
That's so
watching
funny.
Everyone make out. But I remember like at one point, I think Sammy's parents were like, okay, guys, like what the fuck is
this
going
is
on
disgusting.
Down here? What the fuck is going on down here? And I remember like we had to like keep the door open. So like we had to like keep it like chill. And I remember you and me were sitting on, because I had just really thought of you as like a friend, I think for sixth grade. Mm-hmm. And me and you were sitting on Bobby's bed. And I remember like, it was, this is how I know that there's like chemicals. Like it's just, your brain is fucking
yeah,
crazy chemicals. Cause I remember looking at you and I'd be like, wait, cause I was in love with Harrell. And I looked at you and I was like, wait, Sam's kind of hot. Do I like Sam?
Hot.
Do I like Sam? It was like full, like clueless. Yeah. Like I like Josh. I was like, do I like Sam? I like Sam. I like Sam. And then that
That's
was like
so
the beginning.
Cute.
Oh my.
And then
also
again,
just
pound
also,
cake.
I love
just
it.
Like,
I know. It's
it was just you, seeing you make out with it really just got me fucking going.
Also,
I don't think
isn't
you know.
It crazy how like incestuous the group was? It
oh
was
yeah.
Like, we
everyone
all
making out
kissed
each other.
Each other
other
like,
than me.
It's not true though. You did make out.
With who, Sam?
Did you not make out with like.
With who, Sam?
I know you made out with Harrell.
No, I didn't. We fake made out.
Oh my!
No,
God.
We fake made out on my bat mitzvah.
The long con.
Wait, what's a fake make out?
Okay. No, we fake made out at Sammy's birthday. What? That's what it was.
Why?
Okay, so Harrell was like, I guess he like wanted. I'm like so mad at you because I did not make out with anybody. So Harrell was making out with Sammy,
wait,
but
yeah,
I think
you said
he
you didn't make out till ninth grade.
I didn't. Because I remember my first fucking kiss. It was a whole fucking thing. But so Harrell was making out with Sammy. But I think that he got spooked because I think she wanted to be in a relationship with him and he didn't want that, seventh grade. And so
he was a hot commodity.
He was a hot commodity.
He was cool.
So he was like, he came up to me and was like, can you just like, because I was like the friend. I was like the girl that all the dudes are friends with. And he was like, can you just do me a solid and like fake make out with me?
Ooh, to show Sammy to that show like, Sammy it's not like, serious.
Yeah. Solid.
Do me a solid.
And so, but all I wanted to do was like real make out with him. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Like, why are we fake aww, making out?
Child's play.
But of course I was like, oh my God, yeah, like for sure. Like I'll totally I'm do you cool. a solid. I'm cool.
Yeah.
And so we like, I basically like, he like bare, like we buried each other's faces in our like necks, but like not in a kissy way, but it was nuzzled. Like, and made like kissy noises. We were like, literally, it was so weird. It was so fucking
weird. It's
like
weird. Black box theater. It's yeah. like, yeah. like interpretive.
Pantomime. Yeah. Literally, it was
also,
pantomime.
Also, did everyone like believe you guys? Or yes. were we like, that's clearly just like sounds of making
no, I mean, I think maybe you guys were just being nice and you thought that we made, I mean, you thought no, that you I made thought. Out with Harrell.
A
so.
Long con.
I feel, yeah, true. True. I feel like I also was probably just like not even in my own body. Like I was probably like freaking out. I'm kissing a girl right now. This is crazy.
If I remember correctly, and I always remember correctly, you were under a table. I think that's why I had a crush on you, because I think you like kind of looked good kissing. You like you cool. had like a style.
And that's how you became an actor. And he was like, nice. Your good side.
This guy knows how
you
to
had a
kiss.
Style. You had a style. No, but yeah, it was so funny. Like I'm trying
that's
to like
so funny.
What like I feel like we've discussed so many fucking I mean, stories. But no, I think the thing that was just so great is that, like, I feel like throughout the years, we always stayed friends.
We
like,
always stayed always, friends.
Like, we were like the, you were the only, other than it's like you and Kane and Sammy were like the people that I stayed with yeah. after middle school. And I think my favorite thing about it is now we see each other, you know, obviously outside of this, but like, I feel like the funniest thing was when we started like actually you were acting, I started, you know, being in Haim and stuff. We would go to these events and we would see each other and be like, we made it out of the valley.
Yeah, yeah. Making like a huge deal out of that.
Like it was so fun. Like we were like the two people that like, and Kane obviously, like,
well, we
that,
also
like, made
grew
it
up
out.
Like right down the street from each other, we both did. In Valley Village.
We did. We it grew up just, down the street.
It's just really special still being friends with you and being in your life.
If you, well, we ask this to everybody that comes on, but if you could go back to your seventh grade self mm-hmm. and give yourself any sort of like encouragement, anything you want to tell your seventh grade self, what would you tell? What would you say?
Just like take a breath, slow down. Like, cause like I said, like sixth grade, I was like, I'm the biggest loser. No one's ever going to like me. Seventh grade, I got a little more confident. And that's when I dated like seven girls in one freaking school year. And then like was mean. And then eighth grade, I was mean again. So, but then I think ninth grade, I got humbled again. Cause it's like a new
right.
pool.
You were
like
a top dog.
Yeah. So like, I don't know. I guess I would just say like, it's all gonna be okay, like
slow down
you don't need to, like it's not so immediate, and I don't know, it's just so sad. Like that actually makes me emotional, like giving like your young self like a hug and like a pep talk.
Well,
would
because
be like,
I mean, we all went through fucking crazy shit in that year. It was such a crazy year,
so crazy.
And I think that's why we started this podcast, yeah. because we just think about it healing. All the time, and it's really like a healing, we're yeah. healing, we are healing our younger selves, we're being nicer to our younger selves because we were so funny.
Yeah,
we were funny and horny. You're funny and so horny.
Really horny and really scared and just yeah. like scrambling, but yeah no, this is amazing. I fully feel like I went through therapy.
No, this was
I was so red and sweaty like earlier.
You're our first guest who was really
I
ground.
Know you were with me.
It's amazing.
You were with yeah. me.
Thank
I need to find photos of us.
So much for coming on.
This was so fun.
Healing.
I love you, Sam.
I love you so much. This was so fun. And Sasha, I'm so glad to be your friend.
So
and we're going to build our foundation
it's
and like going to have like such good times.
Oh,
you guys are awesome.
Well, thank you guys for being here. This was great.
Another
this was amazing.
Another week of free period.
Another so week of free period.
This was beautiful. My
thank
pound cake
guys.
Is delicious. I fully popcorn. you guys are incredible.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Free Period. We're going to take a baby break for the holidays, but we'll be back on January 3rd. Have a happy holiday and a happy new year. We love you. Bye.